Blog Talk Radio.
Here is Blog Talk Radio and YouTube. Oh my goodness. We are. Oh my goodness. A couple years ago, yeah. Amen. No. Roman, you're fine. Yes, it is. All right. Are we ready? No. Whenever you're ready, I'll take off. No, we're fine. Pastor, go to sleep. We call it done now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. All right, here we go. Let's start out with our pledges and our community of faith opening prayer. in our verses. And then I do want to do a couple of the prayers that we do in our morning program because of the things going on. And they're great declarations. And that's what Pastor is going to be teaching on tonight, is declaring the word of God over our lives and how to use it as a powerful weapon of war in our life. So here we go. The pledge to the Christian flag. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands. One Savior crucified, risen, and coming again with life and liberty to all who believe. And our pledge to the American flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And our community of faith opening prayer. In this whole beginning, reminding us who we are in God and declaring these words is part of building a confession over your life. Here we go. Father, we pray these prayers and make these declarations as your children, the heirs of God, as the body of Christ filled with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, as kings and priests to God by the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. We, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry that lives will be changed forever by the word of God, and glory and honor will be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And let's pray our two verses over Jerusalem, actually all of Israel. I need to change that on there. The United States of America, any lost person in your life, pray these verses over. And we're praying these over even the terrorists around the world. I was going to say in Israel, but they're kind of around the world now. So we pray this. Jeremiah 24:7, God, give them a heart to know you, that you are the Lord and they are your people, and they will, and you are their God, for they shall return to you with their whole heart. So we declare that in Jesus' name. In Ephesians 1:17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, will give to them the spirit of wisdom and the revelation and the knowledge of him. Amen. Amen. And now I'm going to put up a couple of the prayers that we do in our morning program too. These are so powerful. They're great declarations and they're great prayers over everything that's going on with us now. So here we are. Let's pray these together and then we'll get started with the program. Lord, we ask for an increase of the boldness you're pouring into your ecclesia. Pour the powerful oil of Holy Spirit upon us, enabling us to arise and make the boldest stand earth has ever seen. Light the fire of courage in our hearts. Awaken love for the truth so strongly in us that regardless of what hell throws our way, we won't speak unbelief. Instead, we will shout the promises of God in the faces of darkness, spiritual enemies, and a rebel government. Awaken hearts, infusing them with confidence. As we're moving into the time of the reset battle for the soul of our nation, We will run into battle with King Jesus and his angel armies. We will take back all that hell has tried to steal. We ask for Holy Spirit's aggression against hell's iniquity and thrones of darkness. We will not share habitation with them, and neither will Israel. And once again, we pray for those fighting evil in America and in Israel, in war, on legal and governmental fronts. We ask for the exposure and removal of evil prosecutors and corrupt government agencies. We ask for exposure of their dishonesty. End government lawfare and oppression. Shake it down, bringing defeat and disgrace to those who pervert justice. Defund them and their sources. Give brilliant strategies, perfect timing, and abundant resources, billions of dollars, to those fighting for righteousness. Declare victory from heaven for those being falsely accused. Restore justice and a pure constitutional government to America, and shake down all else. And Father, right now we also pray for our new Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. We cover him with the blood of Jesus, his life, his career, his family, everything that concerns him we cover in the blood of Jesus, and Mike Bickle as well, and his family, and IHOP. We declare the blood of Jesus over their lives now. Here we go. And it is in the authority of Christ we pray and declare these things. Amen. And we decree that a supernatural reset has begun, and that the ecclesia will now rise with unflinching boldness, advancing and taking back the land. Amen. Amen. Let's pray another one together here too. This is called We Are the Cavalry. And we are. The ecclesia is the force that's holding back darkness from taking over. So here we go. Lord, we ask for any. Oh, this is the one we just did. We want to get it in there good. There we go. We stand in the victory. Father, we know how the story ends. You conquer evil once and for all. You banish the serpent and restore the earth. And we know how the story of this season will end. You'll shake down evil and bring the greatest revival planet Earth has ever seen. You will not be outsmarted, outmaneuvered, or overcome. The worthy lamb is the conquering lion. The gentle shepherd is the white horse rider. He holds the keys, and he is the supreme judge. We are following him, and we represent him and his victory at Calvary. We are his reaping force, and we move in his authority. We bind every strategy of hell to stop his great harvest. We are and will continue to release his living water into America. And this stump that is left of America will grow into a tree once again. Then we will release this living water as a river to the nations of the earth. And entire nations will be saved and transformed. Nothing can stop this. It has already been decided. We speak revival into the Middle East. We send these words into the airwaves, the atmosphere of the earth today, and declare that they will accomplish everything you, God our Father, intend for them. Not one will return void, because we do so in the name of Jesus. We command a shaking into the strongholds of darkness in the Middle East and around the world. and we release the love and salvation of God to the people there. We silence the voices of confusion, and we bind every effort of darkness. All this we ask in Yeshua's name, amen. And we declare that we, the Ecclesia, are steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, and this will not change. Amen and amen. Thank you for praying these prayers. They are so powerful, especially when we're standing in agreement together, speaking them. Hi, Roger. It's good to see you there with us always and keeping everybody updated and informed. Thank you for your work. And now we're going to share the teaching that Pastor wanted us to study tonight on building our word confession. Here we go. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was just getting ready to message you to say, let me know when you're ready. Again. Thank you. I can get it out and I can post it on Facebook. I'm not allowed to post on YouTube anymore, remember? Oh, yes. Yep, I can do that. Yep, I can do that. That's not a surprise. Just remember, you just told everyone, and we all heard it on video here, eat healthy and get plenty of sleep. All right, here we go. All right, here we go. Father God, we invoke your vengeance against all of this wickedness, this hate, this murder. We invoke your vengeance, Father God, and we declare your kingdom come and your will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. Precious and wonderful name, I pray, Lord. Amen. Thank you. Again, we invoke your vengeance, Father God, on all of this hatred and wickedness and confusion. We bind hatred and cast it down and render it powerless. We bind confusion and cast it down and render it powerless. We bind murder and cast you out into outer darkness, never to return and never to rise again. We call it done now in Jesus' name. And Father God, we declare your kingdom come, Yahweh and Yeshua. We declare your kingdom come and your will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. Thank you. Prince of Peace, the giver of life and loss. You do it all the time.
To strike fear in their supporting murder.
Yes? Okay. Okay. Okay, sorry. I didn't realize I was muted. Where was that?
Father, your kingdom.
Oh my goodness.
Blessed God, your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Oh, no, we can hear you good. You just are twanging a little bit on a few words here and there, but you're still coming through fine. That's all right. Yeah, that's all right. Father, we ask for the salvation of a billion souls in the Middle East and around the world. We ask for the salvation of Jews and Muslims. We pray and declare that China, Russia, Iran, and the Prince of Persia will not succeed in turning the region into a river of blood. And we pray that innocent lives are protected during the current violence and war. We ask, Father, we ask that you use the evil to open the eyes of millions of people, give many visions and dreams revealing Christ, release great signs and wonders to confirm the gospel. We ask that many laborers be sent into the harvest field in the Middle East, and we pray for their protection. We pray that the Prince of Peace, the giver of life and blessing, pour out your spirit in unprecedented measure. And we pray for the body of Christ. We ask that the church be alert and protected from this demonic strategy to harden hearts toward people in other nations and in our own. Cause it to fail. We ask you to awaken your love and compassion in our hearts for all people from every nation. Strengthen our brothers and sisters suffering in these parts of the world. Pour out amazing grace. Supply for their needs. Protect them and do what you do so well, Yahweh. Turn this evil back on the head of the serpent. Make him pay. And we declare that the plan of the evil one to stop the coming harvest will fail. God will make known his wisdom and strength through his ecclesia to principalities and powers throughout all the world. Amen. Oops. Yes. Hebrews 3:1. After you get that moved, yeah. Thank you. No, uh-uh.
That's the image. Will you declare your kingdom come? Yahweh. Yeshua, your kingdom come. Your will be done on this earth as it is in Jesus. We will not succeed in turning that region. We answer We ask for the salvation of Jews and Muslims. We pray and declare that China, Russia, Iran, and the Prince of Persia will not succeed in turning that region or any other into a river of blood. And we pray that innocent lives are protected during the current violence.
Yeah.
It is awesome. And, you know, I just bought this confession when Pastor and I were at in Minneapolis for the Flashpoint conference. Jesse Duplantis had a confession there, like what Pastor is teaching, too. And I bought one because I thought that is just really neat. So these are awesome, awesome things to have and to do. And you can make confessions for, and should make confessions for, you know, every area of your life. With the... or use paper and pencil. Oh, I was just going to say, there's nothing wrong with them using pen and paper, too, to write your confessions, if that's what you're more comfortable with. Yeah. Yeah, and especially if you can do it in your phone, then it's perfect. You can be sitting at a traffic light and pull up a confession and say a confession, you know, while you're waiting in line. Well, at least you didn't stop on your Facebook page and start scrolling. I said, at least you didn't get stopped on your Facebook page and start scrolling. Amen. No, I don't believe so. Yeah, and once you have a foundation like that, then it is easy to change it to make it work for whatever your particular situation is, just like personalizing it. It is. You know what? Before we finish tonight, too, I've pulled up another prayer that I think would be really good for us to pray while we were on the program. Update came across from Amir, and apparently there are about 100,000 Hamas protesters at the White House right now. They've covered the streets, and they said at one point they were pushing on the gates, and so we need to be praying. Yes, in D.C. Yes, that all the nations will see the glory of the Lord. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Yes, amen. Yes. Yes, yes. Yeah. Amen. Amen.
you, God, my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God, and you rose again on the third day. Reach out your hands and say, I receive you, Jesus, into my life. I receive all of your grace and mercy, all of your love and righteousness, filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire so that I live in power, understand the Word of God, pray in my heavenly language, live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Lord, we ask for the salvation of the salvation of Jesus and Muslims. We pray and declare that China, Russia, and the Prince of Persia will not succeed in turning that region or any other into a river of blood. And we pray that innocent lives are protected during the current violence and war. We ask that you use this evil to open the eyes of millions of people. Give many visions and dreams revealing Christ. Release great signs and wonders to confirm the gospel. We ask that many laborers be sent into the harvest field of the Middle East, and we pray for their protection. We pray that the Prince of Peace, the giver of life and blessing, pour out your spirit in unprecedented measure. And we pray for the body of Christ. We ask that the church be alert and protected from this demonic strategy to harden our hearts toward people in other nations and in our own. Cause it to fail. We ask you to awaken your love and compassion in our hearts for all people from every nation. Strengthen our brothers and sisters suffering in this part of the world. Pour out amazing grace, supply for their needs, protect them, and do what you do so well, Yahweh. Turn this evil back on the head of the serpent and make him free. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples,
I receive these elements today, this bread, representing your broken body, and this juice, representing your blood for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord. And by your stripes, I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions, there is nothing missing and nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint is supplying in my body from your broken body, Jesus. In the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world, wherever you send me for this prayer, I receive the bread, your body broken now, in Jesus' name, amen. Now I bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word, in remembrance of your blood shed to provide redemption price and righteousness for me. Thank you, Jesus. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague, every curse must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged. My robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for your cleansing blood. Thank you.
Father God, we ask for the salvation of a billion souls around the world. We ask for the salvation of Jews and Muslims. We ask for the salvation of Jews and Muslims. We ask for the salvation of Jews and Muslims. We ask for the salvation. We ask for the salvation of Jews and souls around the world. Father God, we ask for the salvation of Jews and a billion souls around the world. We pray and declare that China rests on your name in terms of purchase. We pray and declare that China, Russia, Iran, and the Prince of Persia will not succeed in turning that region into a river of blood. And we pray that innocent lives are protected during the current violence. Father God, we ask for the salvation of Jews and a billion souls around the world. We pray and declare that China, Russia, Iran, and the Prince of Persia will not succeed in turning that region or any other into a river of blood. And we pray that innocent lives are protected during the current violence and war. We ask that you use this evil to open the eyes of millions of people. Give many visions and dreams revealing Christ. Release great signs and wonders to confirm the gospel. We ask that many laborers be sent into the harvest field in the Middle East, and we pray for their protection. We pray that the Prince of Peace, the giver of life and blessing, pour out your spirit in unprecedented measure. We pray for the body of Christ. We ask that the church be alert and protected from this demonic strategy to harden our hearts towards people in other nations and in our own cause to fail. We ask you to awaken your love and compassion in our hearts for all people from every nation. Strengthen our brothers and sisters suffering in this part of the world. Pour out amazing grace, supply for their needs, protect them, and do what you do so well, Yahweh. Turn this evil back on the head of the serpent and make him pay. We declare that the plan of the evil one to stop the coming harvest will fail. God will make known his wisdom and strength through his ecclesia to principalities and powers throughout all the world. Amen.
Amen. Good night, everyone. We love you. Amen. Good night, everyone. We love you.
Amen. Give him a warm welcome as he comes.
Father God, we ask for the salvation of Jews and a billion souls around the world. We pray and declare that China, Russia, Iran, and the Prince of Persia will not succeed in turning that region or any other into a river of blood. And we pray that innocent lives are protected during the current violence and war. We ask that you use this evil to open the eyes of millions of people, give many visions and dreams revealing Christ, release great signs and wonders to confirm the gospel. We ask that many laborers be sent into the harvest field of the Middle East, and we pray for their protection. We pray that the Prince of Peace, the giver of life and blessing, pour out your spirit in unprecedented measure. And we pray for the body of Christ. We ask that the church be alert and protected from this demonic strategy to harden our hearts toward people in other nations and in our own. Cause it to fail. We ask you to awaken your love and compassion in our hearts for all people, for every nation. Strengthen our brothers and sisters suffering in this part of the world. Pour out amazing grace. Supply for their needs, protect them, and do what you do so well, Yahweh. Turn this evil back on the head of the serpent and make him pay. We declare that the plan of the evil one to stop the coming harvest will fail. God will make known his wisdom and strength through his ecclesia to principles and powers throughout all the world. Amen. So stupid. Hi, love.
Hi, love. Guess what?
What?
I love you.
I love you.
We got to reach everybody in our influence